I still can't believe that anyone would feel anxious or fearful about speaking in public in the year 2020. I mean, can you explain that? I mean, surely the info is out there, right? The academic teachings of Dale Carnegie and groups like Toastmasters have been established for a very long time, haven't they? We know that fear of public speaking is irrational, outmoded, and comes from our basic self-defense mechanisms used to protect us since communities were being formed 12,000 years ago. So why do we continue to torture ourselves and repeatedly feed our minds with the negative stories that we can't, or that we're being judged, or that something maybe, or, you know, could, or most probably will go wrong? I think it's because the education and coaching available isn't quite fully formed. You see, there's three schools of thought in public speaking training. One is the technical, stagecraft and performance-based ideas, which quite often need to be rehearsed and practiced fully before really being taken on board and understood. Another is the mental game and dealing with emotions and psychology of both yourself and the audience you wish to affect. And then there's the physical side. Speech and articulation, presence and resonance, all these are noble teachings and all beneficial to your growth into becoming a confident, proficient, and able public speaker. So I asked myself the question, why hasn't anyone considered combining all of these three before? Because with a relaxed, resonant, and articulate voice, tools to demystify fear and grow confidence, as well as the performance and stagecraft to know how to tackle any public speaking event or environment, whether for work, social, or educational purposes, this could be a very useful tool, right?